The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, Julia Roberts.
She's got a beautiful smile. It's like a shark. I love that thing. Just go, can you imagine how long it takes to brush those teeth? That's a compliment.
Playing in Europe.
I invaded Europe and dominated three different countries.
Eli Manning.
He was such a good teammate. He doesn't get respect enough for that. I watch those games. I see that guy getting tossed around like a ridiculous guy.
Groin shots.
Play with American League, he got hit there. It's like a solar eclipse. I couldn't stop looking at it. I know it wasn't supposed to. Only on one, not both. Everything else just faded away. Just me and this testy.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
The Oilers mobility. Jeez, I can't even focus after that. Great job, Connor. So, you know, if you checked out the Oilers game versus the Kings, you saw Ryan Nugent-Hopkins score a goal, a tip-in goal. And that was a great play. He's got those hands. But what I want to talk about is the mobility of both Yamamoto, the quickness of him, and then the mobility of Caleb Jones and how that affects the game. So basically the play, Caleb Jones on the left point, he passes all the way to his partner on the other side. The puck goes around to the right side of behind the goaltender. Then it rings around. And Yamamoto's quick, like I said, he's a very quick player. He gets over there and darts it. And instead of trying to keep it down, he knows there's free space above him to the goal, to the blue line where Caleb is skating now back all the other side. He kicks it up to him. Caleb takes a quick step inside, fires a puck about 2-3 feet off the ice. Boom, tip by Nuge. Now Nuge gets the glory for it. But Yamamoto and Caleb Jones are really the ones who create this play because of their quickness and mobility in the case of Caleb Jones. And it's ironic that I already knew this was going to be Struds On last night as I watched the game and that mobility. But you look at the additions they've made with Anastasiou, Mike Green, and Tyler Ennis today. That is even more mobility and more skill and to pile up on top of this group. And I love where this team is going in today's NHL. You don't need to have really, you know, big guys that can whack guys around. You need to have that mobility. And Caleb Jones, I thought the last two games, he started really add a little bit more offensive flair to his game, taking a little bit more risk, but not risk it's unwarranted. It's risk that they're, you know, he's like 80% sure he's going to get the puck instead of maybe 50% or 40%. And he's making those plays. And same with Caleb Jones, Yamamoto. But what gives them the ability to do that is that mobility, that quickness, that speed that they have. And that's a big turning point. And you look in that back end with Ethan Bear and Caleb Jones doing it. Nurse can get around, Klefbom can get around. You've got, Evan Bouchard coming. You've got now Mike Green on the team. Legacy's pretty decent. All these guys can kind of move pretty well. And they've, in a pretty short order, transitioned this group into a more mobile group. I think that's something that is, you know, it's under the radar, but I think it's been very important for the Oilers. And I think that as they move through the rest of this season in the playoffs, I think that'll be a real asset for them. So, thought it was a good point on that goal and something we should have talked about.